50 minutes past the hour, and of course the question, do you think police should have the power to search through your cell phone if you're arrested? That's exactly what the Obama administration is arguing to the Supreme Court. Your comments, I like to get them. Good morning, hello.
What's going on, Russ?
How you doing, man? How you doing?
So let me ask you this. So what are the charges that you have to be arrested for them to do it? Is it anything, or is it certain levels of arrest?
And that, well, there's levels to this.
And that's what it's about right there. That's what it's about. You can't pull me over for just any traffic violation or any petty citation and have the ability to go through my phone.
Interesting. Tweeting, Ike Magnifico writes at Russ Parr Show, nope, that's stepping over the line. They're already probably looking somehow. Why do they got to look through your phone? They can get it off, just, you know, call your carrier, right? And get that information.
But they can't get, but like if you have a picture or you have something like that, they can't get that from, I don't believe they can get that from the carrier.
Gotcha. 1-877-727-7746 is the number. Good morning. Hello.
Yeah. I think, like, I've been trying to back Obama simply because he's black, to be honest. And he got some good points. I ain't going to discredit his points, but he got good points. But this right here is, I can't support this at all. This is way over the line. Like, they're going to take small crimes and make them big crimes, or they're going to, you know, have police, they'll try to twist a story and make it something what it's not. Like, going through people's personals is way over the line,
But what if they catch one terrorist and stop, you know, one bombing because they're able to have access to their phone?
Well, that's terrorism. If we're talking on that level, yes. But we're not talking about a traffic stop or things of that nature. I think that's what the people are afraid of.
Good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Yes.
I think they should be able to. I mean, if you get arrested or pulled over and you have your phone on you, I think you should be able to go through it. It's no different than a woman having a purse and them going through her purse.
Good point. Yeah. And, you know, how many rights do you lose once you're arrested? But even if you're arrested, you're innocent until proven guilty.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah.
Wow. Gotcha. Good morning. Hello.
Yes, I think that this is a good thing in a way. I mean, it can be contradicting, but it is a good thing because, you know, it can stop terrorism. And also, even on little small stuff, if you have an accident or you're speeding or something and they go through your cell phone and find out that you were texting while you were driving and caused that accident, you know, that's a good thing. You got to text them while driving off the street.
Yeah, just like they found that a couple of that train derailment that happened recently, that dude was on the phone and missed the switch. You know, wow. All right. Good morning. Hello.
Hey, this is Sean from Baltimore. What's happening?
Oh, Sean, I'm sure you got something profound to say.
I know you worried.
Of course. Man, listen, man, they must already passed this bill up in Baltimore because the police do what they want anyway when they pull you over. Go to your phone, go to your people's stuff, man, your girl pocketbook if she got something on her, man, just pull you off the car. They took like $300 from you last week, man.
What?
You know what? Bye. Bye, boy. Your mom's boyfriend writes at Russ Parr Show, going through people's phone is over the line. I don't even let my girlfriend or wife go through mines.
Wow.
Is what he writes.
Case by case, man. Case by case.
Yeah. But there's a lot of personal information that you have.
You can't just open that up.
Yeah. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning, Russ. This is Paul from D.C. First, I want to give a shout-out to the commissioner on that great verdict yesterday on Donald Sterling. He needed that.
Yes.
And getting to the point at hand, I want to say, man, are we still in America? Because that anyone who thinks that this is a good law is a fool. Because at the end of the day, whatever information that they have, once they get papers to say that they, you know, they charge you with something, they can always go back and get that information from your cell phone. You do not need to go through my cell phone once you pull me over. You have to charge me with a crime first and then convict me. We are still supposed to be innocent until proven guilty. But now it's almost like you're guilty until you prove your innocence. And that's not the way it should go.
Got another tweet here from Colts and Pacers for Life at Russ Parr Show. What if you have incriminating evidence against them and they erase it?
Wow, yeah.
That's a good point.
But at the same time, Russ, you know, terrorism changed the way we live, like going to the airports and stuff. So, you know, this may be
if I'm arrested, take my phone, but you need to go and get a warrant from a judge before you can just go inside
Absolutely.
It.
Lovely writes at Russ Parr Show, that's a complete and total ending of privacy, but it could save lives. Monique 82, writes the Russ Bar Show, unless someone is arrested for a major crime, their cell phone should be off limits. Mm-hmm. Hmm. Interesting. I guess everybody is against that. And anyway, and don't support the president just because he's black and you're black.
Yeah.
Okay. Look at his issues. You have to agree with everything. Come on now. Love you though, dude.